Welcome to Absolute Alignment with Christy L. Biga, when success feels easy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now your host, Christy L. Biga.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. Welcome for this new episode of Absolute Alignment with Christelle, when success feels easy. We are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, for incredible information and conversations happening right here. I'm your host, Christelle Biga. I'm a personal empowerment coach, inspirational speaker, and of course, podcast host. And it's always a pleasure to come here and have these empowering conversations with you. It's always an honor to know that you are watching or you are listening to the podcast everywhere on every platform where you listen to your favorite podcast. Don't forget that you also have the opportunity to be with us in the studio while you are having these interviews, these amazing conversations, and you have the opportunity to ask your questions in real time and get live coaching. To do so, just use the link in the description of this show to be a part of the live studio audience. It's free. It's my gift for you. So let's get started. First of all, I want to wish all of you guys an amazing and wonderful Independence Day weekend. It's a great time of the year for Americans. And I want to take a moment to celebrate with you, because independence is really a powerful place to be. And while the whole country will be celebrating its independence, I want you to take a moment and think about your life and reflect on yourself and just wonder, how free are you really? While you'll be celebrating the fact that this country, you know, on July 4th, signed and declared that the whole country is independent, is free from the, you know, the control of the British territory, I want you to think about your own personal life and wonder, what areas do you need to declare your personal independence? In which area do you feel the need right now to declare enough is enough? I am going to be free. I am going to do exactly what I want to do. I'm going to be the person I want to be. I will not allow anyone or anything anymore to tell me what to do, to tell me when to do it, and to tell me who I have to be. See, we are living really interesting time right now. And I'm hearing a lot of conversations about, you know, people being angry and upset and frustrated about everything that is happening. A lot of people feel like their freedom is being taken away in several ways, in many ways. And the conversation that I also keep hearing is, I didn't really want to do it, but I didn't have a choice. You know, I had no other option, because in order for me to have this, I had to do that. So while you are having these conversations, where is your freedom? Why are we celebrating the independence of the country if we don't feel independent? If we don't feel in control of our own lives? If we don't feel in control of our own decisions? If we don't feel in control of the choices we make for our lives? Can we really celebrate independence? Yes, we can, but it has to start with your own life. And it's interesting that we're having this conversation on the 2nd of July, which is, you know, the day that Congress actually voted for the Independence Day to be declared, before it was declared on July 4th. So today is the right day for you to have that conversation with yourself, because Congress is not going to come again and decide for your life if you're independent or not. You get to decide. So I want you on this day to have that conversation with yourself and evaluate in your life, where do I feel like I'm not free yet? Where do I feel like I cannot make my own decisions? And can I declare that from now on, it will not be the same again? From now on, no one, for any given reason, will force me to do anything that I don't want to do. I declare my independence from any system, from any, you know, mental, emotional, psychological, systemic pressure on me to do things a certain way or to make a certain type of decisions. I declare my independence. I take back my freedom to choose, my freedom to decide, my freedom to do exactly what I want. Yes, it's scary. Sometimes people really feel like they don't have the choice. But I want you to remember that you always have the choice. You get to decide. You are Congress on your own life. You are that powerful. So anytime you feel like I have no choice, stop for a second and ask, who has that power over my life? And take back the power. Even if you are scared to lose something, even if you are scared to be judged, even if you are scared to be rejected, I can guarantee you can handle it. You can handle it. I know the pressure sometimes is really high. It's not easy to be the only person standing in an office or in a school or, you know, in a neighborhood or in a family, thinking differently or making different choices. It takes courage to be that one person. But it's really important for you to stand behind your values at any given moment. That's freedom. That's the independence that you can choose to have every single day. And not only celebrate Independence Day for the country when you are not independent to make your own choices. And you can start making those choices, even in the midst of all the pressure. It's never easy to be free. Freedom is something that is not usually given to you. You take it. And you have the power to take back your freedom. You have the power to stand behind your values, behind what you believe. And you don't have to fall in line. You don't have to be like everyone else. You don't have to do it just because everyone else is doing it. You can stand strong. Yes, it takes courage. Yes, it requires courage. But I promise you have that courage within you. Allow it to show up. Now more than ever, we need to stand strong. Now more than ever, we need to own the fact that our lives belong to us. And we need to stand strong on the fact that we want to be the only people to decide what we are going to do, what our lives is going to look like, what our future is going to be. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your generation. You owe it to your future. And you owe it to the planet to be courageous and be who you are meant to be and be the person you choose to be and make your own decisions, make your own choices every single day at any given moment. And never allow any conversation about, I don't have a choice, to be entertained in your head or in your mind anymore. Get straight, stand strong. And declare your independence. And never allow any pressure anymore to take that away from you. Because that's the power you have. That's the power you have. And don't let fear to have the final word, the final say about your life or your destiny. It's scary, yes. But it doesn't have to be that choice for you. You get to choose. You get to decide. And even if they are telling you you don't have a choice, you do have a choice. That's the sovereignty you have as a human being, to choose. Sometimes it means losing something. But what are you actually losing? Anytime you make a choice out of fear, out of the fear of losing something, out of the fear of being judged or being rejected, you are actually making the choice to give, abandon yourself. If you abandon yourself, who is going to stand for you? Who is going to fight for you? Who is going to defend you? Who is going to create that life you want for yourself if you give up on yourself? So don't let fear push you to the place where you abandon yourself. And how do you abandon yourself? Every time you say, I don't want to do it, but I don't have a choice. That means you want something else, but you abandon yourself and you go do what other people expect you to do. That's what it means, abandoning yourself. Maybe you have done that in the past, but it's always, there is always an opportunity for you to get back your power, to get back in control. And today is a beautiful and amazing, great opportunity for you to reflect on that. Remember, Congress was sitting on a day like this, July 2nd, 1776, to decide that independence has to be declared. It can be your day where you decide that I am going to be independent from any system, from any pressure, from any emotional, psychological, mental pressure. I'm going to break free from all of it, and I'm going to stand in my independence and in my freedom. And if you need an extra support for that, I have a beautiful gift for you. For this Independence Day weekend, I'm offering a 30-minute complimentary courage boost session with me. The link is in the description of this show. We can get on a call and we can talk, because we want to make sure that you step back in your power and you take back control of your life and create the future you want to live in. And today on this show, I have also a guest that is really a powerful house. She's all about personal empowerment. That's why I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to be having that conversation with her today during Independence Day weekend. We were supposed to have it 2 weeks ago, but everything always happened exactly the way it's supposed to be. So she's here today. So I will want to invite Curtis Goddard to join me here. Hi, Curtis.
I'm muted. Hello. Hi.
How are you doing, girl?
I'm wonderful, excited, and honored to be here. Thank you.
I'm really happy to have you here. So, Curtis, do you mind introducing yourself to the audience and let us know, you know, what it's all about that you want to talk about with us today?
Awesome. Well, I'm Curtis Goddard. I am a personal transformation coach, an author, and a transcendent speaker. Currently, I am working on social justice issues. I am writing a book on how the impact of personal transformation is what will transcend the game. The game of what? The Matrix, right? Everything that you're talking about right now is so on fire. Listening to you, I'm like, this is what it means to own your own interdependence, really, and create the life you want beyond the systems. Because we can be free, but are we really free if we're not living according to our own values? So you're like really spot on to what my book is about and the work that I'm doing in the world right now.
Awesome. So tell us, what do you think about that? I know you have a topic, but let's just stay here.
Yeah, well,
Independence Day, right? We are about to celebrate it, have big barbecues. But let's talk about freedom, really. What does that mean to you?
You know, and a big piece of that about what it looks like to choose for yourself. Like, I haven't celebrated holidays in like a decade since I became an entrepreneur, simply because I did not want to. So that's just an example of me choosing for me. This is not what I want to live. This is a program that I've been born into to celebrate this day and do this and do things according to a system. But when you live by your own values and you want to, you know, cultivate my own joy, I'm choosing what lights me up. And like you said, you do become the one in the family that isn't thinking like everyone else, not showing up to the party with your dish. And that's okay if that's what you want to choose, because I am truly choosing my freedom. I'm a liberated woman. It means I choose what feels good for me. And in doing that, I'm full, so I can serve and help and be a contribution to my family, community, and the planet. And so that's really important. And far as something I'm really wanting to share, what it looks like for us to choose is right now in the social justice world, you know, I'm looking at how we have so much that we can do within ourselves to liberate ourselves, period, right? So there's a conversation about disparities, say, in healthcare with the Black community. And I'm like, okay, so we have this conversation. We have these things that we need to become aware of, new systems we need to put in place. And we as the people can start to take care of ourselves differently. When I went vegan, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, to a single mother on welfare in the system. Tons of institutional racism, I see it. However, when I started to gain more knowledge, that's when I started to change my life. So when I went vegan back in 2006, No one else was doing it in my neighborhood. It wasn't common. It was weird. But I would drive an hour away to the Whole Foods in a suburb just to buy food every week to take care of my body, to heal my body. I healed my body of fibroid tumors. I became vegan. I ended up going to school to become a naturopathic doctor and doing all this by myself, right? Showing up in a school where I'm the only Black woman Black person, period. But none of that mattered because my mind was starting to open. I was starting to see that I create my health. I create my wealth. I create and say what my community looks like. And my life has transformed and changed. I currently live in Topanga, California. I'm self-made, self-educated, and self-assured, right? And so when I look at disparities in the world, disparities aren't, to me, the most impactful ones is the disparity in knowledge. Who has the information that you're sharing, the information that I'm sharing? That is how you will shift the status quo. That is where the most impactful change is happening. So I love that this is in Independence Weekend because I just feel like, okay, yeah, we're celebrating, but how many of us are truly free, who are really living our most liberated, most expansive, most clear and connected and fulfilled life? And that's what the opportunity is.
I love how you say the disparity is really into the information. Who has the information? And that's so powerful because people make decisions without having any information about the subject.
Yeah.
Right? And one day they wake up and like, oh, I didn't know. Yes, you didn't know because you didn't look for the information. You just followed what everyone else was doing. You were listening to other people instead of you taking the time to get the information and make an informed decision. Information is really key to empowerment. They say knowledge is power, but knowledge is power only if you apply it.
Yeah.
So you need the knowledge and you need to use the knowledge.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So how can you support somebody right now who maybe while we are talking realizes that, hey, maybe at the end of the day, I'm not really free. The independence I'm about to celebrate, I don't really feel independent right now in my own personal life. What can you give them as in, you know, tips and information to support them?
Yeah. And the first thing I want to say, like the barriers that we feel that are in place that keeps us away from what we want to create, that's the first thing to start to dissolve, to understand, like you said, that you are a sovereign being and you can choose whatever you want. And the chapter I'm writing right now, I'm talking about barriers where we look at communities and say, I don't belong there, right? So if I'm in an all-white neighborhood and there's a yoga studio, what stops me from going in? It's not that it's not marketed to me. You don't ever have to market to me. I'm still going in because I know the power and the impact of yoga, right? Mm-hmm. And so that right there is you just moving out of your comfort zone where this system and this world has told you you belong, what box you belong in, what's for women, what's for men, what's for white, what's for Black, what's for Asian, and start to liberate your mind and know that we are a part of the human race, right? Mm-hmm. And so every single human being that we see has something in common with us. And how do I know that? Because we all have felt pain, love, celebration, disappointment. Mm-hmm. So when I look at the world that way, and that world has freed my mind and like freed my life, like I go and do whatever. And so that was one of the most liberating perspectives that I shifted, was where I'm supposed to be as a Black woman or as a woman, what my lane is, you know, how I'm supposed to eat, walk, speak. Like I have changed that perspective, transformed that, and decided for me what feels good for me. And that has elevated and expanded my life. So the tip is looking at why you feel, if you're too old to do, you think you're too old, or the world is telling you you're too short, whatever that is, those limitations, when you tap into your heart and it's something that really lifts you up, then you should choose that based on the truth of your value and your passion, and not all of these identities and boxes and this entire structural system that is oppressing most everyone, like more than just people of color. It's a deep psychic core for sure.
And about that, people usually say, yeah, I know this is not what I want, but I don't have a choice. I have a family to feed. I need this job. I need this. So I don't have a choice. I need to, whatever need they feel like they have, like I need this. So I have to bend I have to follow the rules. I have to fall in line. So what can you say to empower those people?
The comfort zone, right? Which is usually when that's happening, we are in the confines of the mind. Because the mind is a data collector. The mind only knows what has happened and can discern what is in this moment. The mind is not the visionary. So the visionary, I mean, the mind can keep you safe. The visionary is the spirit, the higher self, right? It's the heart, it's that vision, that's that dream, you know, it's seeing beyond. So you have to first, you know, do the work to start to tap into your heart, your soul, and listen to that. What vision do you have for your life? Then you look at the practical every day. I have the children to take care of. I have the job, I have the 9-to-5, but I want to do this. And you can rock both of those things. So like when I was a clerk in Detroit, I always knew, I was like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be an author. I want to do all these things. And so I started to do those things in tandem. I, like you said, didn't abandon myself. I chose that. I stopped going out with friends. I stopped shopping, put myself through naturopathic school. My weekends started to look different. My weekends looked like work. My weekends looked like research. I was dedicated to that. And I was like lit up by it too, because I wasn't just draining myself for security or comforts or the mundaneness of life. I was also pouring into my dreams. So you can do that. And it takes a level of personal leadership and deciding that you want that, that you want that entertainment or whatever else you're doing with all those extra hours. And sometimes it's like sleeping or trying to recuperate, but taking care of yourself within is key. So I want to kind of go into that space because we're on Transformation Talk Radio. It's like having a transformation practice and a personal development mindset and practice is pivotal so that you're not burnt out all the time, that you do feel like putting energy into your passion. So eating well, right? Actually doing meditations, going out for walks. This is more important than showing up and swiping the clock and going to that 9-to-5. How you feel within will shift everything. And I know I'm preaching to the choir in that, but how you feel is your fuel. And so when I know I wanted to do something different, that's what I did. I stopped eating the junk food and the Weight Watcher dinners. And I was in that whole mindset of Diet Coke and McDonald's yogurts. Like I was in this whole different world. I started eating real food, healing my body, going to sleep on time, reading. I had more energy to go to my 9-to-5 and build my entrepreneurship. And that's what I did until I was able to fully transition over.
Yes, that's incredible. This was a really good conversation to have because I really, really want people to remember how powerful we are, how much we can make choices, how much options we have in life, and never find ourselves stuck and forced to do things because we think we don't have options. And I'm glad you shared that if we really connect with ourselves, we can see that beyond the matrix, beyond what we believe that is our only option, there are more options out there, and we can decide to make the changes, to make the shifts that we need to make in order for us to stay true to ourselves, to never abandon ourselves and do something out of necessity, out of fear of losing something else, because you can't lose anything unless you really didn't have it. The job you are so afraid to lose, it's not even your job. They can fire you at any time. So take back control of your life. I love this conversation. So Catrice, well, how can people stay connected with you? The people that are not in the live studio audience with us right now, if they want to continue this conversation, how can they join you?
They can connect with me on my website at CatriceGoddard.com. So that's my first and last name, CurtriceE, and Goddard, GoddArd. I'd be honored to connect. I'm just super excited and feel blessed to be in this line of work and be able to share. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure to have you here. Again, we are here every first and third Friday of the month, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time, to have these empowering conversations, to remind you of the power you really have over your life. Choose you at any given moment. Choose you, choose your values, choose what you really want in life. That's the only way for you to create it. Again, happy Independence Day weekend. And I wish you to find your own independence in all the areas of your life and be a free human being. That's your birthright. Thank you so much for watching this episode and listening to the podcast. Right now, we are going to go to the live studio audience to answer questions from our audience. If you want to be one of them next time, click the link in the description of this show and book your seat. Before the next episode, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful Friday. Bye.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.